lose fat, and be healthy with the law of attraction.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. Absolutely delighted to be here. I am the guru of gratitude. And man, we're getting a lot of different titles here. But anyway, we're here to help you each and every day empower your life. Nobody else is doing this. Nobody else wants to do this. This is a task that has been set aside for me and me alone. And I'm delighted to do it. I'm delighted to be in the trenches with you every single day, helping you empower your life, taking your life to the next level. Success and nothing less. That's what we do. Okay. All based, of course, on the law of attraction. Well, we're talking about losing body fat and being healthy using the law of attraction. So before we begin, I think it's important to kind of review just briefly, kind of a thumbnail sketch of kind of how the law of attraction works. You set an intention, and then the universe matches that intention, assuming that your vibration is vibrating at the right frequency for that particular intention. So here's what happens. Here's the formula. We start off with beliefs. Everybody has beliefs. So you may have set an intention to be at a particular body size, a particular weight. But guess what? Your beliefs don't go along with you. Your beliefs are completely different. Okay? So next, those beliefs get filtered and translated into thoughts. And that's when we have all kinds of thoughts that are going in the opposite direction of our intention. Remember, our intention is to lose body fat, perhaps build some muscle, and be healthy and fit using the law of attraction. Your beliefs aren't working in harmony, therefore your thoughts are working against you. Guess what your thoughts lead to? You got it. They lead to your emotional state. And so your emotions are counteracting your desires to be thin or slender or muscular with less fat on your body. And then those emotions get translated into feelings. Now, besides the fact that negative feelings will have you headed toward the refrigerator and the chocolate cake and the chocolate ice cream, besides all of that, your feelings are what create vibration. And it's through your feelings that you actually communicate with the universe. In other words, you set up a relationship of communication as a co-creator of your life with the universe through your feelings. And that's your vibration. Feeling low, vibrating low. Feeling unresourceful, vibrating unresourceful. Feeling out of control, vibrating out of control. And guess what? Here's the good news to the law of attraction. I wish we had a bell. You get to attract more of the same. So it's a vicious cycle that you need to take control over if you want to lose fat and be healthy with the law of attraction. Any mix-up or false belief or negative thought or unresourceful emotion will lead to lower vibration. And that lower vibration enters your energy field and puts your energy field out of alignment with being healthy. You see, when you see somebody at the gym, for example, who's got nice tone, muscles, wearing a nice new Nike outfit, they are in alignment. Their thoughts, their feelings, their emotions are in alignment with health, with being muscular or at least muscle tone and not having excessive fat on their body. And so anytime they notice that their body is out of alignment, they pull it back into alignment. And they don't struggle with it because that's their belief, because that's where their thoughts take them. And that's what they attract with the law of attraction.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Okay, so let's talk about these beliefs a little bit more, since everything seems to originate there. Beliefs. That's where we need to begin. Oh, let's talk about some of these beliefs. And I haven't come up with all of them. Maybe, Rachel, you can come up with one or two for me. But how about a belief? Well, I'm just big boned. I'm just big boned. Therefore, I'm naturally going to be a little heavier than everybody else. Well, you know, you can't blame me for being overweight, because it's my genetics, you know? I mean, everybody in my family is overweight, so I guess I have to be overweight too, okay? I must finish every meal. I mean, I have to clean my plate because, well, that's how I was raised. I wasn't allowed to leave the table unless I finished everything on my plate. Or it was served to me the next day. Or I was told about the starving kids in China and guilted into eating everything on my plate. And then there's that belief that says, well, you know, a little bit of cheating won't hurt. That's like saying a little bit of cancer won't hurt. You know, or like saying I'm a little bit pregnant. If you're cheating, there's no such thing as a little bit of cheating. You're cheating on your diet. You're cheating on your eating plan. You're cheating on your program. You're cheating on yourself. You're cheating on your alignment. Well, I must eat the food. I got to take the food. It's a sin. It's a sin to waste food. Therefore, we put it in the refrigerator. And even though it's not the best food to begin with, I have to eat it later on, so I'll eat it for a snack. And then, how about this belief? You know, a nice Big Mac with a chocolate shake and some fries will fix any emotional problem I might have. Any emotional problem I might have will be fixed with a Big Mac and fries. Or a bucket of chicken. Do you think so? You know, but that's a belief. No one cares anyway. No one really cares whether I'm healthy and at the proper weight for my height. Nobody really cares. Who cares? I don't care. They don't care. I'm happy the way I am. That's another belief. I'm happy the way I am. Sure you are. Sure you are, yeah. No one cares anyway. Well, we said that one. Well, not everyone can be slender. Not everyone can be the proper weight for their body. Yeah, it's just a, Look, don't you understand, Robert, that even though the proper weight for my body is 118 pounds, I feel better. I function better at 140. How about that belief? Is that a belief you've bought into? I don't have time for exercise. There's another belief. I don't have time to prepare healthy meals. I mean, heck, we eat fast food most of the time. I guess if they come out with diet pizza, I'll be in good stead. So these are beliefs. Do you have any, Rachel? Did you come up with any? Oh, my health issues aren't due to my weight. Yeah, my symptoms aren't due to my overeating. Hey, look at my type 2 diabetes has nothing to do with overeating or being too fat. It has to do with my heredity. You understand that? Get off my case. So these are beliefs. And if you're buying into these beliefs, wow, not good. So one of the first things we have to do in order to lose fat through the law of attraction is we have to write down all these beliefs. We have to dig them out. We have to go back to some meals back when we were 5 and 6 years old and remember what our parents taught us or our grandparents, you know? Oh, yeah, here's the belief. Liquid calories don't count. I remember that one, yeah. Liquid calories don't count. Okay, so we have to go back. We have to uncover these beliefs. We have to dig them up. We have to pull them out. Sometimes this might take miracle hypnosis. Because if you don't uncover all of them, they're still in there working. They're still in there producing, you know, more false thoughts, false emotions, false feelings, and attracting what you don't want. So your thoughts must change, but you can't really change your thoughts until you change your beliefs. Now, your beliefs are either decimated, diminished by external forces and external input, or they're fortified. Most of the time in our society, what would you say? If you watch TV, what are you going to see on TV? Do you know, I like to watch baseball, and they have the same commercial for Taco Bell every night. Do you know, I have been craving a chalupa? I don't even eat these things. I haven't eaten a Taco Bell in years. But I'm craving one of these Taco Bell chalupa things because I see it every night. You've got to eradicate yourself from external input. Okay? Every time you see this, you have to reinforce new external input. Okay? You have to reinforce new beliefs. You can't just allow this external input of your friends and your family and society and the supermarkets and everything else to master you. So you have to have new beliefs, new affirmations, new external input. What you focus on tends to grow. If you focus on food in your life, you're going to tend to grow. You're going to get bigger. If you focus, on the other hand, on health and vitality and toned, strong muscles and, you know, healthy eating, if you focus on that, that will be what you tend to attract. So your external input is so important. It works hand in hand with your focus. Every night I'm sitting there watching the baseball game and I'm focusing on chalupas. You know, that doesn't help me. Eventually I'm going to have one, or I'm going to stop watching the darn commercial, or every time that commercial comes on, I'm going to replace it with a stronger picture in my mind. Beliefs equal emotional state and feelings, and that equals your vibration. Change your beliefs. Change your external focuses. See yourself as a individual who deeply and completely loves themselves. One of the things that happens is you look at yourself, if you're overweight, If you get on the scale and you've gained 5 pounds and you start to detest yourself, you get angry with yourself, you get pissed off. You go, what the hell's happening here? You know, I can't fit in this anymore. This doesn't work anymore. And that puts you in a deeper negative cycle because now your external focus is working hand in hand with your old beliefs. And your external focus is on your weight according to the scale or according to your clothing. And then something tragic happens to most people who are overweight. They stop loving themselves. You have got to love yourself absolutely, completely, and totally. And I want you to love the parts of your body that you don't normally love. If you got love handles, I want you to love them. If you've got a big stomach, I want you to love it. If you've got a big ass, I want you to love it. I don't want you to dislike anything, because if you dislike it, you're putting negative emotion into it, and that is part of that negative cycle that will help you and have you attracting bad eating habits and more bad food into your stomach. Love your stomach, love your butt, love your legs, love every part of your body. And don't be afraid to tell yourself that on a regular basis. Be aware of your beliefs as they happen. You kind of have to do this. In transactional analysis, they have 3 ego states, the parent, adult, and the child. And the adult kind of stands back. I want you to create a part of your personality that stands back and looks at yourself and looks at your beliefs and reminds you, oh, that's an old belief. Let's get back to changing that belief to a new belief, to a resourceful belief. And as your beliefs begin to change, as your thoughts and focus begin to change, as you start taking control of your external forces, you will automatically begin to lose more weight. It's amazing. Next, you have to take action. And sometimes, for some people, that involves going through all the cupboards in the house and throwing out all the foods that are not on the plan. Okay? Get rid of them. Throw them out. You're not going to eat them, so why have them? Okay? Send them, if you don't want to get rid of them, maybe you can give them to a place where they give out food. But just get rid of them, okay? Take action. Take action making your grocery list. Take action studying the latest science on eating more fats and less carbohydrates. You know, study all of this. We're going to have somebody here working with you at Law of Attraction Solutions down the road, and it's going to be very, very exciting. It's going to be absolutely incredible to work with somebody that's going to guide you, actually mentor you, using law of attraction principles and the latest science to help you lose the weight you just don't need to have anymore. Get rid of the fat off your body. Finally, gratitude. Every time you eat, gratitude. Just be so grateful for that food. Be so grateful for the health and nutrition that you're filling your body with. Be grateful for your body. Be grateful for all the good things in life. You're going to eradicate that fat, that unnecessary fat. You don't need it anymore. It's going to be gone. You're going to have new beliefs, a new outlook. You're going to be a go-getter. I'm going to mean a mega badass. You're going to have an incredible body. And it's already starting to take place right now as I'm talking to you. You're already thinking about this. You're already contemplating it. And your body's already beginning to shift right now as I'm talking to you. It's amazing. Hey, listen, be sure and follow us on YouTube and iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. And hey, listen, pay it forward. Do something good for someone. Okay? Hey, I'm excited. I think I'm going to go have a chalupa. Have a great day now, because you deserve it. Bye-bye.